Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bycod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! It is Tuesday. It is the 24th day of August. We are fast winding August down. Just 1 week left in August. And 1 week to pull into our August fundraising goal so that we can keep the lights on both at White Rose Society and here at the Horn. We are, it seems like we just kind of live here. It's that situation where we're a little bit like Jerry Reed, a long way to go and a short time to get there. I mentioned last night that we ran the fundraising up to by today. It's about $1,400 for the month. That means we've got $1,100 to raise in 1 week. It's going to be close. Yeah, no kidding. It's going to be close. The PayPal button is over there at headonradionetwork.com under the tab called Contribute. So is the snail mail address. But at least that weird buzzy thing that was going on that had me sounding like I was talking through a comb that was over that was wrapped in wax paper seems to be gone. You know me, I'm not a big fan of kazoo radio. So we'll just, you know, count our blessings along those lines. Plenty to keep us busy this evening. And before I do anything, I want to do this. Just because, you know, we're all family here. I know you have heard Brian on the show, Brian from New Hampshire. And I wanted to let you know that I got a note from Brian, and I just want to share this with you. He said, Bob, my best buddy and best pet ever, Casper Moore, passed from this earth earlier today in the morning of August 21st, 2010. And I feel so very, very empty without my best boyo, Coach Ski Boyo, Casper O'Moore. At least now he's with his big brother, Sasha Moore, my 130-pound Samoyed, who died in my arms on February 13, 1995, just one day after Sasha's 12th birthday. Sasha was born on Lincoln's birthday. Casper was born on New Year's Day. And I understand. I understand completely, having experienced something similar, the sense of loss that Brian feels, and I wanted to share his sense of loss with the rest of you, because I know that you will sympathize and you will send your best thoughts his way, as he so often has done within our family, for those of us as we travel down this road. Our best and warmest thoughts to Brian upon the loss of his dear friend and family member, Casper. You're in our thoughts, Brian. You are in our thoughts. Program reminder, no show tomorrow. Agnes will be going in for her surgery. And as a consequence, I'm not going to be reachable all day long or all night long, okay? And you know what? It'll just be this show rerunning. I'm just going to rerun this show because, hopefully it'll only be a one-night miss. If it's something more, I'll try to get you I'll try to get you some sort of an update. But it, you know, don't fret. Everything should be okay. The surgery is routine in nature, but it will be somewhat debilitating. Oh, well, you know, look, anytime they blow you up, pump you up with gas, and go in with scopes and knives and lights and cameras and action, what's the commonly accepted medical term for surgery on the body? Yeah, insult. It is a surgical insult. And so with such surgical insults comes downtime, and I'm not going to leave Agnes. I'm just not going to. Can't make me. Nor would you. You, in fact, understand.